your mean time to WTF for a security alert is more than a minute, it's time to look at Lacework. Lacework will help you get your security act together for everything from compliant service configurations to container app relationships, all without the need for PhDs in AWS to write the rules. If you're building a secure business on AWS with compliance requirements, you don't really have time to choose between antivirus or firewall companies to help you secure your stack. That's why Lacework is built from the ground up for the cloud. Low effort, high visibility and detection. To learn more, visit lacework.com. A recurring theme has arisen recently. I find myself wishing for a version of an AWS service that charged me less in return for being actively worse at what it did. Now, this isn't me hoping for a chaos engineering region that breaks intentionally so I can shore up my application's durability. Instead, it's me wishing that I had a more cost-effective way to make trade-offs in my architecture or application design that let me worsen my experience of a service in return for economic gains. Now, it's reasonable for you to ask what the hell I'm talking about, so let me explain. Let's say that I believe that serverless is a hype-driven fad designed to boost dependence upon a cloud vendor. It's not. It's more likely it's a hype-driven fad designed to let the cloud vendor play musical chairs with their equipment without me ever knowing. So let's say that I'm going to avoid the whole thing and go all in on EC2. When it comes to selecting an instance, I have options upon options. I can pay for a lot of CPUs or a few CPUs. I can pay for lots of RAM or next to no RAM at all. I can pay for lots of disk or little disk and then decide just how fast or slow I want that disk to be. I can select an instance that offers blazingly fast GPUs, or I can remember that AI/machine learning is a gold rush and AWS is selling me a pickaxe and thoughtfully decline their generous offer. Suffice it to say, there are an awful lot of knobs or dials that I can turn that will impact how my workload performs, and also how the economics of my workload shape up. But then we get to data transfer. Look, I've been deep into the weeds of data transfer pricing with AWS a few times. It's Byzantine and it's expensive. One thing I haven't spoken about overly much is that it's also a modern miracle. Full line rate to instances without blowing up the top of rack switches is unheard of in data center environments, and an entire category of problems around instance affinity and careful topology considerations are suddenly complete non-issues. That's magic. I can get multi-gigabit speeds within an availability zone and amazing network performance. This is terrific for my network-bound applications that are sensitive to latency and jitter. But what if my requirements relax to, I want this data over here to wind up over there, preferably by next Tuesday? There's no way to opt out of the amazing AWS network. I'm confined to accepting that top-tier performance and its Rube Goldberg pricing mechanism. I wish I wasn't. This episode is sponsored by ExtraHop. ExtraHop provides threat detection and response for the enterprise, not the starship. On-prem security doesn't translate well to cloud or multi-cloud environments, and that's not even counting IoT. ExtraHop automatically discovers everything inside the perimeter, including your cloud workloads and IoT devices, detects these threats up to 35% faster, and helps you act immediately. Ask for a free trial of detection and response for AWS today at extrahop.com/trial. There is precedent, though. Recently, EFS announced a one-zone tier that traded multi-AZ durability for cost. Note that the SLA remains the same for one-zone data storage services. Disasters are clearly not factored into the SLA calculation. This may be surprising for some of you to learn. It's now less expensive to store data on the service at the cost of being less durable. For many workloads, that's just fine. The same is true, and has been for a while, for S3's infrequent access one-zone storage tier. This kind of feels like it's working backwards. Most AWS features are about enhancements. Better durability and new features, which often come with additional cost considerations. It's a rare service that steps forward, as EFS recently did, with a, hey, we made something objectively worse, but less expensive. For an awful lot of use cases, this is exactly what I want as a customer. It's the kind of thing that no customer outright says during research meetings. They'll instead complain about the pricing of a service, or they'll ignore the extreme capability of the service because that doesn't directly benefit their use case. But it's the undercurrent behind an awful lot of what previously looked like just a bunch of whining about how expensive the cloud is. I think that you underestimate the value of that feedback when you dismiss it as mere price sensitivity. I do want to point out that this is only true along certain axes. It's not universal, and in some cases, you'll actively alienate customers if you degrade their experience without warning, and then they won't be your customers anymore. This is an option that customers should have to actively seek out, because otherwise, you're simply rebuilding IBM Cloud.
This has been a HumblePod production.
Stay humble.